In 1899, Joseph Lauber, a freelance designer for the Tiffany Glass and Decorating Company, completed a sketch for the Te Deum window. It was a large scene that would occupy the altar at All Saints Episcopal Church on Franklin Street for the next 60 years. When All Saints moved from Franklin Street to this location in 1958, the window, a memorial to the Mayo family, was dismantled in parts and reinstalled in sections, mostly to fill the 30 clerestory windows in the main nave of the church, where they can still be seen today. Te Deum is an early Christian hymn of praise, joy, and thanksgiving, and is typically illustrated with Jesus on a central throne, surrounded by saints, cherubs, angels, prophets, and martyrs. Looking up at the clerestory, an upper part of the wall filled with windows, you can see all of these figures except the cherubs in a parade of praise from left to right. The cherubs are in the church's basement, awaiting restoration and reinstallation. Also dismantled and reinstalled in sections from the Franklin location are a collection of six windows known as the Beatitudes. The eight Beatitudes were preached by Jesus at the Sermon on the Mount and are personified in these windows by angels, each representing a different tenet or beatitude. Most of the six are in the chapel at the back of the church. Because of their position, you are able to get close to the windows to see the different kinds of glass used. Blessed Are the Meek on the right wall is an excellent example to explore, as it was recently conserved by local stained glass conservator Scott Taylor. Drapery glass, made by folding and pulling molten colored glass and allowing it to cool, is used for the figure's robes, providing a sculptural quality and alluding to folds in actual cloth. Her wings are individual segments of feather glass, a material made specifically for articulating angels' wings. This effect was produced by hand-rolling glass onto a marver, which is a polished steel plate attached to a table. Streaky glass was selected for the angel's halo, an effect resulting from areas in a sheet of molten glass pulled through one another with a rod. It creates a hazy, atmospheric quality and was typically the glass of choice for skies. Her face, arms, and feet are painted onto a glass surface with enamel, the material of choice for physical features and sometimes words in Tiffany windows. The theme of the window, Blessed Are the Meek, is conveyed by a banner at the top, but also the body language and expression of the angel. Her face is downcast and eyes closed. Her arms are down, palms facing outward, gesturing toward the plants at her feet. The plants can be interpreted as a symbol of the earth, as the entire Beatitude states, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now that the window has been cleaned, this message is even clearer. Two other windows from All Saints' downtown location are now in the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts collection and are in the process of conservation. One of these, Christ Resurrection, a gift from the church to VMFA, will be on view in the Cochrane Atrium just outside the Lewis Decorative Arts Galleries.